Hello, and welcome to the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, where we talk about the things us divorcees are thinking, but not always talking about, as we turn our divorce into the best gift you've ever been given. And I do so with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of class. I am your host, Wendy Sterling, founder of The Divorce Rehab. I am here to support you in this transition phase of your life so you can start your new, best chapter on your own terms. After all, that's what I did after my own divorce. And now it is my mission to change the conversation around divorce and help you see why your divorce, like mine, was the best gift you ever received. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. How are you today? I hope that you're having a fabulous day, whatever it is that you are doing. And I am so happy that you have joined today's episode. What I want to talk to you guys today about is what my divorce taught me that I believe is important for every single one of you guys to know. And some of what I'm going to share today, not everybody talks about. And as you guys know, here at the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, I love to talk about the things that us divorcees are thinking and not necessarily saying out loud. So join me right now. And if any of you guys want to start taking some notes, definitely take out that notepad and listen along. So the first thing that my divorce taught me was how much I needed to control things. How many of you guys can relate? How many of you out there feel the same way? And what my divorce ended up teaching me about control is that I can only control myself. I cannot control other people. No matter how hard I try, no matter how loud I yell, no matter how mean I try to be, I am incapable of controlling other people. I am just not that powerful. And I hate to break it to you guys, but neither are you. And what I have seen with all the clients that I work with, as well as with myself, is that we spend so much time on what I call the hamster wheel of trying to control things out of our control that we get so exhausted. How many of you guys are exhausted because we are constantly trying to change what is happening outside of our control? And what we don't always remember is that we can't control other people. So how do we take back control? Well, we focus on the things that we do have control over, and that is ourselves. It's not just our actions. It's our choices. It's our behaviors. It's our reactions. It's our responses. Learning to control what you have control over will save you time. It will save you energy. It will save you overwhelm. It will save you stress. It will free up mental time. Trust me, just try it. The second thing that my divorce taught me was all about that intuition, right? Listening and seeing those red flags instead of bypassing them or putting blinders on. I knew for quite some time that things felt unsettled. And unfortunately, I had learned to just ignore my gut. I let my mind overtake my physical reaction, to overtake my body and what my body was telling me. And what I realized was that, you know, so many times you hear the saying, well, it's, you know, it's mind over body. Well, I say the opposite. It's actually body over mind. Your body has a reaction and then your mind plays catch up. And part of the work that I do with my clients is really starting to pay attention to the body and then learning how to retrain your mind in terms of how it is that your mind, instead of reacting, that your mind gets to respond. And that's where trusting your gut and paying attention to those red flags really come into play. And let me tell you, that was one of my biggest lessons that I learned during my divorce. And I haven't stopped listening since. How many of you guys trust your gut now more so than ever? How many of you guys are seeing those red flags, getting curious and asking questions instead of just talking yourself out of it? if that is something you need support with, that is something that you get to reach out for support around, and I'm happy to be that person. So just know that I'm here if you want to reach out and send me an email. The third thing that my divorce taught me was who my real friends were, guys. How many of you are starting to see who your true friends are? I had a lot of people who were real interested in the story versus my well-being. And every time I saw them, it was a continuous dig around what was going on. And, you know, listen, my kids were 7 and 10 at the time. And the last thing I needed was for them to hear stories from other people that wasn't coming from their dad or I. And it was nobody else's business. You know, Rachel Hollis has one of my favorite quotes, which is that other people's opinions of you are none of your business. And I love that because the story isn't what matters. It's about, are you going to be here for me? Are you the type of person that is going to support me without even knowing the story? Why is the story so important? I think that as a society, we've, you know, because of social media, we're just, you know, we want to kind of like open the curtain and see what's really going on behind closed doors. And at the end of the day, you guys, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You only see what people want you to see on social media. And it sort of came out in my divorce, who my friends were, who were the ones who were the voyeurs, right? Wanting to peek behind the curtain, and who were the ones who were just holding space for my emotions and reaching out for support. So, yep, big, huge lesson that my divorce taught me, who my real friends were. Number four, my divorce taught me how to live alone. So like so many people that I talk to, you have been in marriages for a very long period of time. Many of us met our now exes during our school years. And I didn't start dating till I was 40. I didn't live alone. I lived alone for a couple of years after graduation. I had my own apartment after I graduated from UCLA and I was working. And while my now ex-husband was in graduate school, we didn't live together. And I did live alone, but you know, we still stayed at each other's places and I was in a relationship. And so it really wasn't until I was in my 40s that I had to learn how to live alone. I had to learn, you know, how to manage my own finances, how to see how much money I was spending every single month, how to learn how to survive on what it was that of the income that was coming in, feeding, you know, my kids 50% of the time. And there was just so much. And then also learning to live alone, I'd had kids. So like when my divorce happened, I had no idea what to do with my time or how to fill my time when my kids were not with me, because I didn't know how to do that. And I know so many of you guys have felt that way or are currently experiencing that. And so it was a real hard lesson. I mean, you want to talk about like real life, holy crap, learning to live by myself was hard. I had always, you know, consulted somebody else about decisions and, you know, about meals, and I didn't even know what my favorite meals were. So it really allowed me, by living by myself, it really forced me to take a long, hard look and go, okay, Wendy, what do you like? What do you want? What do you get to have? Because it was a luxury at the time when I was married, and now it feels like a necessity in my life. How many of you guys can relate to that? And the last piece is not the least important. There's no particular order in what I'm sharing about today with you guys. But the biggest piece that I learned in my divorce was my worth. And I had always grown up seeing my worth through other people's eyes. And it was a result of my divorce that I was able to see how freaking amazing I am, how worthy I am of anything and everything that I get to create for myself in this life. life, that I am worthy of having everything I want, that I am worthy of creating whatever it is that I want. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of friendship. I am worthy of so much. And it's independent of anyone else. Your own worth gets to be created from yourself. Your worth, people see your worth when you see your own. So if you don't have a sense of what your own worth is, nobody else is going to either, you guys. What you put out, you receive back. So one of the things that I really highly recommend to each and every one of you listening to this podcast is to really invest on doing the work. Because if you don't, then how are you going to get yourself back to a place where you see your value, you see your worth, you see what it is that you are gifting this world, what it is that you are gifting your kids, your friends, your family, your colleagues? Because what I know to be true is that there is nobody like you. There is no one on this planet like you. And you are worthy. I am going to say to each and every one of you, you are worthy. And I encourage every single one of you guys listening to this podcast to say out loud with me right now, I am worthy. I am worthy. And to keep saying it to yourself until you believe it. Write it on a post-it note, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it in your car, make it a screensaver. I am worthy. Keep telling yourselves that, because I know that each and every one of you guys is. I am so grateful that you spent part of your day with me listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. I would love to hear, what is it that your divorce has taught you? Share it with me. There's so many more lessons. I kept it down to five today, but I would love to hear what it is that you guys are learning through your divorce, what it is that you are being taught. Always happy to read your emails, Wendy at wendysterling.net. You're also welcome to join my Facebook group, which is The Divorce Rehab on Facebook. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I hope you learned a little something. I hope that any nugget of information I shared today will assist you wherever it is that you are in your divorce process. Sending you tons of love, light, and joy as always. Mwah. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, please share this episode with someone you know or spread the word on social media. This is how I reach more divorcees around the world and provide them with the support they need to create their next best life. And I would also love to continue the conversation with you. So please friend me on Facebook, join my private Facebook group, The Divorce Rehab, and follow me on Instagram at Divorce Rehab with Wendy. I'll see you next time.